Just to let you know what the issue is tonight, the proposition I am affirming is the Bible teaches that the seventh-day Sabbath is no longer binding today. Justin was denying that, and he's affirming the Bible teaches that the seventh-day Sabbath is still binding today. I don't mean to, I'm just talking about what we agreed to. That's what he agreed to. I'm not trying to put...
Wait, did he sign
that? I have to say that I agreed to debate that issue.
Okay. But if he wants to modify his stance, I have no problem with that. I just wanted to let you know what we agreed to debate. Now, let me start my 5 minutes, or we're going to be here all night. All right. Acts 15:24. I believe it's Paul speaking here. It says, "For as much as we heard that certain went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment." So, whoever's speaking here, it's making it clear that they didn't give any such commandment to keep the law. And that's what we're talking about here, is people saying that we have to keep parts of the law. Now, Romans 7:4-7 makes it clear that we're dead to and delivered from the law. And that is, the law includes the law that says thou shalt not covet. These words mean to be liberated from the bond of anything, discharged from, loosed from, abolished. That means the Sabbath law has been abolished. God does not want you necessarily to keep the Sabbath anymore. He wants you to worship on the first day of the week, like Acts 20:7 and 1 Corinthians 16:1-2 instruct you. I mean, okay, hold my time. Okay. Remember, I'm not the one saying this. This is exactly what God said. He said you're dead to and delivered from the law that says thou shalt not covet. That means when you're keeping the Sabbath, you're doing the same thing as a person if they were trying to be circumcised and binding that, or doing animal sacrifices. You're doing something that's part of the Old Testament law and not the New. The New Testament law, God expects you to worship on the first day of the week. We've shown that. The Sabbath has been done away, according to these passages. It's been blotted out, taken out of the way, nailed to the cross. This is what God said in Colossians 2. He said it's been blotted out, taken out of the way, and nailed to the cross. He mentioned some categories. And one of the things he says has been blotted out and taken out of the way and nailed to the cross is the Sabbath. I'm not really the one that's saying this. It's God that's saying this. Notice what he says in Ephesians 2 in talking about this same law that includes thou shalt not covet, the one we're dead to and delivered from. He says, "He is our peace, Jesus, who has made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh," or in his death, "the enemy, the law of commandments contained in ordinances." That includes the Sabbath. This is what the Bible says about the Sabbath, the other of the Ten Commandments, and the rest of the Old Testament law. Galatians 3 says, "Wherefore then serveth the law?" We would say, what was the purpose of the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come. That's talking about the first coming of Christ. Then he says in verse 24 and 25, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." We're no longer under the schoolmaster, which is the law. That means we're not amenable to it anymore. We aren't obligated to keep it anymore. Just like we're not obligated to keep animal sacrifices, circumcision, they all fall under the same categories. Well, this would be a highly repetitious, but Galatians 5:4 says, "Anybody who tries to take an Old Testament law, like circumcision or the Sabbath, bring them over in the New Covenant law," it says, "Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Again, I'm not saying that. This is what God says. In Hebrews 7:12, we're still talking about the law that we're supposed to be dead to and delivered from, the law that says thou shalt not covet, the Ten Commandment law. I mean by that, it includes that. What does Hebrews 7:12 say about that? "For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law." In the particular we're talking about tonight, it's changed. If you want to call it the day of worship changed from the Sabbath to the first day of the week. This is something that we must follow because Jesus said, the writer of Hebrews says that Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. 2 minutes. Now, I want you just to consider this. I can't twist your arm and force you to believe anything. I love you. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love you and go to this trouble. So don't take offense by what I'm saying. Go home and just consider the passages. Think about them. If the Bible, if you go home and study it for yourself and that's not what the Bible's saying, don't accept it. I can be wrong. But go home and study the passage I've given. See if they're not saying what I'm saying. And if they are, love God enough to accept them and change your practice. If they're not saying what I'm saying, then you could do me a favor by writing me an email message and say, Pat, they're not saying what you're saying, and here's why. We could have a dialogue over email about this in a friendly way. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love you. But the Bible teaches that there's been a change of the law. That's what God says. Colossians 2 is specific about it, that it includes the Sabbath as one of the things that has been changed. So even anybody keeping the Sabbath in the way that you are doing now is doing the same thing that was condemned in Galatians, where they're trying to keep circumcision and bring that over from Old Testament to New Testament. How much time, Brian?
1 minute.
Okay. So I know I'm repeating myself here. Thank you. Consider the passages again. Romans 7. We're dead to and delivered from the law. Now, what do you think that would mean if it doesn't mean that we don't have to keep that law anymore? Now, what would it mean if we're dead to and delivered from it? If we don't have to keep it anymore, right? What is one of the laws that it's included in that? Thou shalt not covet. Does that mean it's okay to covet today? No. The New Testament law says it's wrong to covet. But the New Testament never tells us that we have to keep the Sabbath day anymore. That was part of the old law. Again, we love you. Appreciate your time. I know it's been a long night. And thank you for letting me have this opportunity. And again, we can have dialogue over email further. And let's let Justin have his 5 minutes and listen to him very intently. Justin.